Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 35. The Reverend Dr. Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. We now join the live service.
Our scripture is recorded in Matthew chapter 9, beginning at verse 27. And as Jesus passed on from there, two blind men followed him, crying aloud, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he entered the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it done to you." And their eyes were opened. And Jesus sternly warned them, "See that no one knows about it." But they went away and spread his fame through all that district. As they were going away, behold, a demon-oppressed man who was mute was brought to him. And when the demon had been cast out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds marveled, saying, "Never was anything like this seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He casts out demons by the prince of demons." And as Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it's not really news to you. You've already heard the title before, Son of David. It was there in the beginning, not in Genesis, but back in Matthew chapter 1. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham, and so on. Well, that might have been where you stopped in Matthew and then skipped ahead to those good parts, you know, Matthew 1 verse 18, where perhaps it was more exciting. Now the birth of Jesus took place in this way. But that title is there and it's hanging there all the way till we get to chapter 9. It's remained that messianic title, hanging there, waiting to be answered. When will Matthew tell us more? Ironically, though, it's the blind men. The blind men who follow after Jesus, they see it. They see by faith who Jesus is. So they cry out to the one they have heard the good news about. "Have mercy on us, Son of David." Jesus, David's son, then asked the two blind men if they believe he is able to do what they indeed ask. And after all, this is on the heels of Jesus just raising Jairus' daughter from the dead and healing the woman who had a 12-year flow of blood, who by touching his hem or the tassel of his garment is healed. So here too, Jesus heals the blind men. He touches their eyes, and their eyes were opened. The men who perceived Jesus' identity as Israel's Messiah, the promised one to come, are not able to literally see Jesus, but now they do see Jesus. Their physical blindness is now removed, and they can see the one they have heard about face to face. It's a healing like those already in this chapter, as well as the girl raised from the dead. God has come in the flesh to rule over sin and death and disease. It's all in anticipation of what is to come. That will fully be on the last day, when Jesus will restore all things, where sin and death and disease will be no more. But for now, the reign of God in Jesus has come. It has come, where he touches the blind and they receive sight. Death and disease have met their enemy. But that, for now, is enough for us. Even though we don't fully have what is to come, we have it by faith. Just like the blind men who held on to Jesus, looking to what he truly is and has. Now, oddly, though, we see in our text today that Jesus sternly tells the men, "Don't tell anyone." But his words go unheeded. Here we get a glimpse of their imperfect faith, the faith of these two men. Their joy, much like the hymn we just sang, spread the reign of God the Lord, spoke and written mighty word. Everywhere his creatures call to his heavenly banquet hall. Those who have come to know Christ can't but help to spread the good news. That's what happens here. They can't but speak about what Jesus has done for them. They were blind and now they can see. They certainly couldn't just pass it off. How come, Bill, you can suddenly see when you were blind? They can't excuse it. They now can see. They have received mercy just as they asked and beyond what they expected. Their joy at being able to see took precedent over what Jesus sternly commanded. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't tell others if that happened to them? But Jesus sternly warned them not to tell others. Why would he do such a thing? Why would he command such? Jesus previously has done this before. He's told others not to speak at their being healed or his true identity. Perhaps in this case it was the baggage with that term, Son of David. After all, we see what the response is by the religious leaders after Jesus heals these men. There was baggage about Son of David. After all, Son of David was glorified, rightly so, but thinking of the past and the glory days of David when his reign and rule was there, the United Kingdom, all the wonderful things that happened under David. And so they projected them in the future of what those glory days would be. What would this new kingdom be under this new Son of David? There was also the thought that this Son of David, when he would come, he would use his power to judge and condemn the Gentile world. Get rid of those idol worshipers. No longer would Israel be oppressed. Jesus is downplaying any false ideas of what we might come up with. Now we know in our day, the dreadful cocktail of nationalism, politics, and religious zeal and what that can do in our own society, in our own day, perhaps even in our own church, and how so quickly things can go sideways. And such, Jesus would bring a correction, a call to repentance. Jesus, the Son of David, has come in a different way than anticipated in the eyes of men and women. He's the one who defines what it means to be Son of David. He comes to fulfill the scriptures. After all, he has come to fulfill the law and the prophets by means of humble service. His power will be made known in weakness. The kingdom, his kingdom, is not of this world. He will ultimately suffer and die for all of humanity's sin by his death on the cross. Jesus took upon himself your sin as he willingly became unclean. We see that even in our text, or prior to our text, where he touched the dead child and raised her from the dead. Jesus took upon your sins and mine. The one who knew no sin became sin for you, even to the cross. He did it for you, and he did it for all. And while his death looked weak in the eyes of the world, he made known his power by laying down his life and then taking it up again 3 days later, conquering sin and death and the grave. Yet at the end of the age, that is, on the last day, he will reign by means of power and every knee will bow. But for now, his kingly ministry is being made known in his compassion for sinners, healing the blind, raising the dead, cleansing lepers. And for you, his grace comes hidden in ways that he makes known to you his rule in your own life. As he bids you to come to him with your heavy burdens and weariness and gives you rest. His yoke is easy, his burden is light, and then he dispenses to you forgiveness and life through water and word, bread and wine, simple things. This is not a human-defined kingdom. It's the way God rules. And so you rejoice. You rejoice because you too are like the blind men who cried out to Jesus to have mercy on them. Perhaps you need his mercy today. So you cry out in repentance or need or brokenness, knowing that you have nothing to offer Jesus, but only receive what he gladly gives you: healing, forgiveness, life, things he freely gives. Perhaps you've already been shown mercy, and like these two blind men, can't but tell others about what Jesus, the Son of David, has done for you. And again, you rejoice because, like the two blind men, your faith came by hearing the message, and you live by faith in the one whom you have not seen, but you rely on others whose testimony has brought you that good news about Jesus, the Son of David. Whether it was through the Holy Spirit working through the word spoken or the wet word poured over you in your baptism, the Son of David has brought you, just as he desires all people to be in his kingdom of grace. He's brought you mercy and forgiveness and life. So today we see in Matthew's gospel, Jesus does have authority to heal the blind, and they indeed see. Soon and very soon, Matthew will take us to the cross, whereby Jesus' death and resurrection, the Son of David, will make quite clear that he is the Lord of life, who has conquered the power of sin and death, and in him you truly find mercy. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.